all week I've really struggled. I've really had struggle. I've had all this time, you know. Of course, this is my first week back to work, so it's been kind of difficult. So I've had up and down days. I felt good some days and not so good other days, and so it's been kind of a roller coaster for me. And I am getting better. I am getting better. God's healing me every day, and I feel better, and my blood work comes back better, and you know, I'm just doing better, you know. And I praise God for that. You know, I give Him all that. I mean, everything. Oh, I know. I forgot to turn this thing on. But it brought me to this the Word. It always brings me to the Scripture. Anytime I get to struggling with anything in my mind, anytime I have any kind of debate in my heart, anytime I get to thinking about things, I always seem to always go back to the Scripture. And I think God puts that on us, right? You know, He's like, okay, you know, remember my Word. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. When you get saved and you get filled with the Holy Spirit guides and directs you, right? We've talked about that. And but it reminded me of Joshua. You know, Joshua was such a warrior. Man, he was strong. You know, he called like courageous. He was just a warrior. And I can imagine. I mean, he did whatever God wanted him to do. I mean, God tell him to do something. I mean, Joshua was one of these guys that's like, okay, let's do it. Oh, I'm ready to go. Whatever. Well, there's 10,000 guys over here, and you've got 10. I don't care. Let's go. I mean, that's the way he was. He didn't care. He just, whatever. Let's go do it. And, you know, when you read the book of Joshua and you hear of all these stories of things that he did, I mean, it's pretty brutal in a lot of ways. I mean, there was a lot of brutality there. But Joshua was always, man, he was just gung-ho. I mean, he was on fire. He didn't care, you know. And I think about that. God told him when Moses died, God told Joshua, he said, my servant Moses is dead. He said, now I need you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go and you're going to defeat all these people. You're going to just clear it out. That's what he told him. What did Joshua say? Well, I don't know if I can do that. No, he didn't say that. Okay, let's go. That's Joshua. You know, God had promoted Joshua into this position, and I get to thinking of in my life, you know, when I remember when I got saved, and many of us can remember when we got saved, and you know, I was on fire then, man. I was willing to do whatever. I was Joshua at that time. When I come up off that altar, I was Joshua right there, reincarnated, man. I was ready to go. I would do anything. I was ready to fight. I was ready to preach. I couldn't preach. I couldn't talk, speak in front of anybody. I could barely do. You know, it was awkward for me. But I was willing to do whatever. And many of us is like that. As that first love that's talked about in the Bible. And our first love, God wants us to continue that first love all the time, right? But sometimes we kind of get in this rut of things where we're not spiritually as motivated as we was at one time. But we need to be. We need to be all the time. We need to be spiritually motivated. And anytime stuff goes good, anytime, you know, when I got saved, then it was all my friends that I used to hang out with that always like, well, I know you. You're not that guy. You know, why are you going to church now every Sunday? Or why are you doing this? Or why are you doing that? You know, you're always at church. Or you're always doing this. Or you're never with us anymore. And I was like, well, you know, this is my life now. You know, but many of us, you know, I wasn't really considered too awful bad a kid. But there's a lot of people, you know, that lived a pretty rough life, and when they get saved, you know, their friends are like, well, you're the guy that used to cuss and smoke and drink and drug and chase my wife. Amen. Seriously. I know you. You're the same guy as you was. And you're looking at him like, no, I'm not. God saved me. Right? I'm different than I was. I'm a changed person. Amen. Amen. You know, and I could, you know, anytime things start going good in our lives, then people, you know, then you get people that want to tell lies about you, or you get people that want to discourage you in your life and want to tear you down. But you know, I'm telling you this morning, we can't let that happen. You know, anytime things go good, we have to anticipate that there's going to be a fight. It happens. Things start going good in the church. Guess what happens? You can anticipate something's going to start happening. Something's going to try to get in the way. Anytime God, anything good starts to happen, when God starts doing things good in your life, you know, you take one person that gets saved. Well, then, you know, our battle is not with flesh and blood, right? That's what Paul said. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. We have a spiritual battle that we're fighting. It's against Satan. He does not want good things to happen in our life. He wants to keep us all messed up. And when bad thing or when good things starts happening, he's like, well, wait a second. It's not just about one guy. Well, it's about this guy, and then maybe it's about his wife, and then maybe it's about his kids, and then maybe it's about his friends that he hangs around. Well, there's a possibility he's going to influence five or six guys in his life, or maybe even more. So it's not about just the one guy. There's people in my life that I've been a privilege that Christ has used me to influence them. Now they're in church. I didn't do it, but Christ did it through me. Amen. But anytime things go good, anytime great things start happening, we can always anticipate a fight. Every time. I know you guys know that. Many of you have been through that. We have trials and tribulations and, you know, just like the thing that I've been going through and many others, you know, cancer and all these things that we go through in life, always anticipate a fight. But that's just Satan trying to get you off your course, off your track, from following him, from following the Savior, from following Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do, take up our cross and follow him. And things that we have to remember, and I'm going to read here. I was supposed to do that before, but I got excited. Joshua chapter 11. Some of these words are hard to pronounce sometimes, so if I don't say them quite maybe the way you've heard them before, just excuse me, okay? It says, when Jabin, king of Azar, heard of this, he sent word of Jobab, king of Madian. Now what happened here was he had heard that Joshua was winning all these wars. He had heard all this stuff was happening. And the Lord God was fighting for him. Okay, so this king rose up and he said that he gathered all the others together. And I'm going to read through this, but he gathered all the other kingdoms together so that they could go against him. They're going to do a surprise attack, I guess, on him. So they heard of this, and he sent word to Jobab, the king of Madian, to the kings of Shimron and Ashkar, and to the northern kings who were in the mountains in Aba, south of Kinnereth, in the western foothills, and in Naphador on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and the west, and to the Amorites and to the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the all them things. You know, there was a whole list of them. I could go on. Below the region of Mespha, they came out with all their troops and a large number of horses and chariots and a huge army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. All these kings joined forces and made camp together at the waters of Merman to fight against Israel. So he gathered all these people together to fight against Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them, because by the time tomorrow I will hand them all of them slain over to Israel. You are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots. So Joshua and his whole army came against them suddenly at the waters of Merman and attacked them. And the Lord gave them into the hands of Israel. And they defeated them and pursued them all the way to Greater Sidon and Mesrephoth. I'm sorry. And to the valley of Mizpah on the east until no survivors were left. Joshua did to them as the Lord had directed. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots. I'm going to stop right there because I want to look at this like this. These guys gathered together and they came to him. And here's my points of what I was talking about. Anticipate a fight. All these things were going good for Joshua, and now all these kingdoms rose up to fight against him. They were going to try to go, before he could get there, they were going to try to come against him. And so we talked about that. Anticipate a fight in our lives. Anytime things start going good in our lives, we got to anticipate that there's going to be a fight. And that's just the way it is. It's a spiritual battle that we're dealing with. And it's not always physical, but sometimes it is physical in our life because that's what Satan likes to do to us. He tries to attack us with our families. Sometimes it's our children. Sometimes it's our grandchildren. Sometimes it's our spouses. Sometimes, you know, he'll use whoever he can. Whoever he can manipulate to use, he's going to use that person against you. And he does it. And he's good at it. He's really good at it. But we can always anticipate that. But one thing I want you to remember is although we can anticipate the fight, we always have to accelerate our faith. That's how we fight the battles. We accelerate our faith, and faith comes from the Father, right? God gives us the faith, all right? He gives us the faith. Faith comes by hearing, right? Hearing what? Hearing the Word. Remember I talked about what I hear. I'm always drawn to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is always true. What's the Word tell us? It says faith is a gift from God. Faith is, we learn it by, we come by it by hearing. How? We can't operate in fear. We have to rely on our faith. We can't operate in fear. And so many times we get afraid of what's going on. Well, I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't talk to this person. I can't deal with this right now. I'm afraid. God does not want us to operate in fear. Because the Word says, what's the Word say? What's Jesus tell us? What's God always tell us in the Scripture? I will take care of you. I will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what's going on, I'll go before you. I can name Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. And you guys, it's all throughout the Bible. God is always telling us, I am going to go and take care of you. And sometimes we forget that. And we live in fear. God doesn't want us to be a weak backbone Christian. He wants us to stand up and be strong like Joshua. When Joshua got defeated at Ai, back before this happened, he went and he fell on his face and he was praying to God. And God said, what are you doing? Get up off your face. Go take care of what you got to take care of. You know, I've learned in life, you know, when the mortgage is due, you don't just sit on the couch and wait. You get out and you do something about it. You work. You do whatever it takes to pay the bill, right? Come on. Our Christian life is the same way. Satan gets on your back. God says, just fight him. I give you the strength. I give you the power. I give you the Word. Take care of it. Get up off your face and take care of it. You know, when Joshua learned that all these people were coming against him, what did God say? Don't be afraid. What he said right here, verse 6. The Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow. That's what he said. Don't be afraid. Why? Because God's going to take care of it. Just like he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of me even though I may be stepping into heaven tomorrow. He's still taking care of me, right? Because that's my hope. That's where my faith is. That's where my life is. Because I know, no matter what happens to me here, No matter what happens to my body here, no matter what lies people tell about me, no matter who likes me, who don't like me, who loves me, who hates me, I don't care. Because I've got a mission that God has given me. And I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with it. God said to Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He's also saying, don't go down without a fight. Amen. Don't go down without a fight. You're going to fight this. Whatever it takes. I gave you the word right here. I give you everything you need right here. And I put it in your hearts when you got saved. Because if you're a believer, if you're truly a believer, then the Spirit lives inside of you. And when the Spirit lives inside of you, the truth is in you. And when the truth is in you, He gives you what you need to know. Amen. And you can fight those battles. And they ain't easy sometimes. I can't imagine Joshua, you know, when he looks out and he sees all these people coming against him. Sometimes, I mean, that would be intimidating. The guy said, don't be afraid. He said, not only don't be afraid and don't operate in fear. We have to aggressively fight this thing. Here's what Joshua did. Joshua didn't wait for them to attack him. Verse 7, so Joshua and his whole army came against them suddenly. Joshua didn't wait. We can't wait. When we get a battle that comes, when we get a trial that comes, we can't wait. First thing we got to do is say, Satan, you get behind me. Because you're not going to take control of me. You've got no part in my life, and you're not going to defeat me. That's aggressive. Come on now. Because why? Because Joshua had faith. He wasn't afraid. He knew that God was telling the truth. He knew that God was saying, hey, I just told you I was going to go before you and take care of this situation. Isn't that wonderful to know? God goes before you and takes care of the situation if you're just willing and you have the faith and believe that He is going to take care of you. There again, God doesn't want us to be weak. He doesn't want us to be weak in our prayer life. He doesn't want us to be weak in our study time. He doesn't want us to be weak in our daily walk with Him. He doesn't want us to be weak. He wants us to be aggressive. He wants us to be accelerated. He wants us to be on fire, not lukewarm like He talked about the church in Laodicea. Because so many Christians are that. They're just part-time Christians. Part-time. Things get difficult. I'll let preacher pray for me and I'll be all right. Just living in that lukewarm state and never understanding the fullness of what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. I mean, the best times of my life is when I've been on fire for God, but they've also been the most difficult times in my life. It's not easy serving Christ. It's not easy when you're out there witnessing to people or serving in the mission field for our missionaries when they're out there, you know, risking their lives. But a lot of us, so many, say, well, that's not for me. Well, how do you know unless you let God lead you? Because I think there's many people that don't let God lead them where they're supposed to be going. And they just live this mundane life hoping that they'll get to heaven. And I'm not to judge anybody. That's for God to do. He'll do that on the last day, you know. Because each one of you, God has given you, just like he gave Joshua a job. Just like he told Joshua, this is what you're going to do. This is the path I want you. This is what I want you to do. God has given each and every one of us sitting here this morning that job. Not Joshua's job, but a job. And my, you know, for me, I want to do whatever God wants me to do. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But I would love to see each one of you do what God wants you to do. The path that He's got you pegged for. Come on now. But are you willing this morning? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to go and do what He wants you to do? Are you willing to hear His call? Are you willing to say, okay, God, I'll go talk to this person? Because I'm telling you, if we would start focusing on just one person in our life for a year, just think about that. If each one of us could focus on one person in our life and dedicate our life, our year, to that one person to try to bring them to Christ, what would that impact be? Even if it was just 20%. I'm not going to preach long. I'm almost done. One thing I want to say is when we go through trials and tribulations, what God has revealed here is the fight won't last very long. Because He's going to win. Because what did He tell Joshua? When we look back at verse 6, the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow, I will hand all of them slain over to Israel." That's His promise. He never said we wasn't going to have a fight. He never said we wasn't going to have struggles in our lives. But what He does say, He says, don't worry about it. The fight's not going to last very long because I'm going to go before you and it's going to be taken care of. You know, sometimes we struggle with things in life. You know, we got people that we deal with at work, you know. I mean, things happen. People that we deal with, you know, in our families. We got kids we deal with. We got, you know, all kind. I can just keep naming them. You guys know what I'm talking about because there's not one person in here that's not dealing with something. Whether it's a sickness, an illness, a child, a grandchild, something. You're dealing with something in your life. But what God's saying is you just increase your faith. You get aggressive and you start praying and you start getting closer to me. And guess what? I'll go before you and I'll take care of it for you. I'm here for you. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's encouraging to me. Because I want to be this warrior that Joshua was. But we also have to be humble servants. We have to work in humility because that's what the Scripture tells us. That's what Jesus gives us, out of love and humility. We don't fight with a sword like Joshua did. But we fight with this sword right here. This is our sword now. Right here. We fight with the Word of God. This is what we fight with. Right here. Amen. Yep. Amen. That's right. We do win. You know, God, when He told Joshua, He said, you go and you cut the hamstrings of the horses and you burn the chariots. And that's what He's symbolizing there. That's he renders them powerless, the enemy. Because when you cut, I don't know if anybody's ever pulled a hamstring, but I'm going to tell you what, you pull a hamstring and you're powerless. I mean, it's painful. It's horrible. You're done. You're no more running. But what He said, you go and you cut the hamstrings and you burn the chariots and that leaves that army powerless. They have no power against you. You're done. You defeated them all. That's what God does for us. That's what we can do with the Word. That's what we can do when we listen. That's what we can do we just stay close to Him. And I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning. If you're fighting these battles, just let God take care of it. He said, cast your burdens on me, right? Just turn it over to me. I'll take care of it. Come on now. Man, we ought to leave here warriors, man. Pumped up, ready to go. Fight. Got my sword drawn. I'm ready to go defeat whoever. Yeah, right? Amen. That's... I talked about last week about being soldiers for Christ, and it was like what Paul told Timothy, you know, we're soldiers. We're warriors. You know, it talks about the armor of God, you know. Put on this, and put on this, put on the breastplate, put on this, you know, carry, you know, this is what we are. We need to act like who we're supposed to be. Amen? Amen. We're warriors for Christ. But if you're a warrior for Christ, it means you're in a battle. You're in a fight. It's not about just sitting and listening. And some people believe that you can get saved and you just go sit on a stump the rest of your life and faith will see you through. Grace will take care of the rest. That ain't right. That ain't true. If I told you that was right, I'd be wrong, because that's not what the Scripture says. We need grace. We got grace. Grace was given to us freely. We got faith. Faith is gift comes from God. All right, we have both of those. But faith without works is dead. Simple as that. It all goes together. We're in a battle. And I'm just telling you this morning, I'm not going down without a fight. I'm telling you that. I'm going to fight it. I don't care. I'm fighting. I'm not going to let anybody defeat me because of what they think or what their opinion is of me, because I'm in a spiritual battle. I'm following Christ. I'm doing what God wants me to do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord, for Your Word. Lord, I hope I spoke what You wanted me to say this morning. I said what You put on my heart. Lord, I just want to thank You. I want to thank You for Your blessings. Lord, I want to encourage each one that's here this morning. Lord, I know there's people here that are fighting battles in their lives. There's so many, so many. Lord, but I know by Your Word and what You just said, that You go before us and You're going to defeat. You're going to bust down them strongholds and You're going to take care of it. You're going to fight those battles for us. But it takes us to be willing. Lord, if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know You, truly know You, Lord, I just pray right now that You open up their hearts. Lord, that You open up their hearts and show Your love to them like they've never felt before. Lord, I praise You. Use me, Lord. Use these people that are here this morning to do Your will. I encourage them this morning, Lord. When we leave here, Lord, let us fight on. Bring us back safely tonight. We just praise You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.